All this week, it's been Light Up Lives Live Week for CBM, the Cambridge-based charity that does so much work in the world's poorest countries. We've been catching up all week with Rosie Jack. Rosie joins me on the line again this morning. Hi, Rosie.
Hi there.
How's your week been?
It's just been an amazing week. It's been absolutely incredible. It's been quite exhausting emotionally. But yeah, I mean, an incredible week for us, but even more of an incredible week for Paul and Mary, two of the people who had sight-restoring cataract surgery this week at Norton Eye Unit, our partner in Zimbabwe. And so at the beginning of the week, both of them were completely blind, unable to get around by themselves. Fortunately, thanks to the amazing work of Norton, they've had successful surgery and they can see again. And so, you know, just in the last couple of days, we've seen just amazing footage. We've seen them getting home, able to see, honestly, looking like new people. It has just been amazing. And that's all because of an operation that can take just 15 minutes.
And we've been saying this all the way through the week. Both Paul and Mary are grandparents, effectively, but they're still, in a country like Zimbabwe, grandparents are very much involved in the day-to-day running and supporting of a family, aren't they? They tend to be the ones that will look after grandchildren to allow the parents to work. Or, as you've got in some of your cases there are no parents. They both died, so they're taking on that role, that parental role. So yeah, this isn't just a nice thing, a cosmetic thing. This is mission critical to family survival, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So for Paul, one of the guys that we've been who shared a story with us, he's got a 3-year-old grandchild who lives with him and his wife, because the child's parents work away. They have to go to travel to work as minors, and that's vital for that family. So yeah, Mary has got two grandchildren whose parents have sadly died, who live with her. She's responsible for their school fees. If she can't work, and she used to work taking in laundry, she hasn't been able to work since she lost her sight. She hasn't even, you know, she's going to be able to go back and support them properly again. So these are really huge differences, not just for these individuals, but for their entire families.
And we take this stuff so much for granted here in the UK. We perhaps don't take our National Health Service quite so for granted now as we did. I think we all appreciate the amazing work that they do in this country now. But Alan, you know, in countries like Zimbabwe, this really does have an effect. Let's take a clip, because there's videos all over the lightuplives.net website, and they're fantastic videos. We are a radio station, so we don't do pictures very well, but this does work. This is the moment that Mary's bandages came off.
So let's see how she's going to react now after removing the cataract. Right.
Kugo, I just wanted to come in.
Hey.
You put it in the second. Don't move away. You
know.
You should see me, Kugo.
You.
I just want to pin up a story.
Now, you don't need me to translate that for you. That laughter that you could hear there, and you could hear the joy in Mary's face. That sort of sound you heard is Mary dancing, which is it really is. Just, it's a joy to see, isn't it?
It is just amazing, that joy and that relief about what has finally happened for, and because people often have to, I know people talk about having to wait for cataract surgery here in the UK, and often people do have to wait a long time, but actually in Zimbabwe what you're talking about is people becoming completely blind, so they can't see anything, and then still waiting for like a year or so we're talking about huge, you know, and then suddenly they can see again. And so the celebrations, I've been fortunate enough to actually visit eye hospitals myself in the before COVID, and to really just see the joy that you get there. And that's really what this week is about. We just wanted to give people in the UK a little sense of what these kind of sight-saving interventions can really mean in people's lives.
And, you know, somebody watching may have put in £12, £24, whatever, and it's actually that money. That's what it's just done. And that's often the thing with charities, isn't it? We put money into a pot and charities say, oh, we raise several million pounds, you know, hundreds of million pounds a year. But if I give you 20 quid, what are you going to do with it? And you can watch these videos and go, there you go. That's what you did with it. And I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, cataract surgery is one of those things that is sort of widely acknowledged as being one of the best ways that you can help people for a really relatively small amount of money. Mm. And especially now, because the UK government are currently matching all donations to the Light Up Lives appeal, which is helping people access cataract surgery in Zimbabwe and other places. So, you know, it is just an incredible transformation that a really relatively small intervention can make. And there are so many problems in this world that are difficult to solve. There are so many things that, you know, are really gritty problems that are going to take worldwide solutions. Cataract surgery, restoring sight, causes half of all blindness. And we can solve it so easily if we just put the right, you know, get the eye doctors and nurses there to do those surgeries.
So the campaign runs to the 20th of May. It's a UK aid match campaign. So for every pound you give, the UK government will double it. So you give us tenner, they'll double it, make it 20 quid. Lightuplives.net is the website. You must be looking forward to the end of the week in some ways, though, Rosie, because your nails must be bitten down to the core.
You know, I'm so fortunate to have the job I do and to have, you know, to be able to have in a little way to help to connect the amazing people and the amazing work that we get to work with in places like Zimbabwe and the UK public. I just, you know, being able to share the stories of people like Paul and Mary and the doctors and nurses is a real joy and a real privilege, because we know there's great potential and great people. And actually, you know, they're people just like us, and being able to just make those connections, it's something that, you know, huge privilege for me.
Well, it's nice to have someone who enjoys their job like that. As you say, I love my job in the same way for being able to bring those stories to the public. Well done. Well done to you and all the team at CBM for putting those videos up. They're great to watch. And if you want something just to lift your spirits for an afternoon, just take a wander through those. Rosie, thanks very much indeed for joining us all this week. Good luck with everything, and we'll keep in touch.
Thanks so much.